Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wad. Time to get up and at them. It's a game day for the Washington Commanders. Kickoff in just under an hour, 12 noon from Ford Field in Detroit to take on the Lions. In case you missed it and you're just tuning in, driving around the DMV, Jane Daniels will play. Stephon Diggs will wear number 3. Now, it's not his official number, but it's starting to get me fired up. I like that better than 18. And we will see a decent amount of players that are starters on the defensive side of the ball. The only real surprise from the inactive list in my mind was Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, next man up. I guess that would be running back 3, the rookie, Ka'Tron Allen, because Rashad Wright is out as well. Joining us right now to provide more information on today's game, on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, host of Locked On Commanders and contributor for WUSA9's David Harrison. What's up, David?
What's up, Adam? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, and I loved that Jaden Daniels will suit up for the Washington Commanders today. And you know, we talked during the week. The fan in me got the most of my opinion, right? And I told everyone, yeah. Like, the risk is there. Obviously, it probably outweighs the reward, but it's on TV. And that is the number one factor why I wanted to see him play, and it's why the fans are going nuts. So how much would you expect to see from Jaden Daniels today?
I would expect no more than 2 drives. And honestly, I think it probably depends on how the first drive goes. I mean, if the first drive goes, you know, bang, bang, bang down the field, get a touchdown, that might be, you know, that might be it. Like, if you kind of get to the point where it's like, okay, really can't get better than that, that might be it. But, you know, if the first drive maybe doesn't go, you know, so hot, 3 and out, something like that, then I think maybe you'll see him get a couple of drives. But I wouldn't expect him too long, so definitely, you know, everybody's excited to see him play. Make sure you're seated, make sure you got your snacks, make sure you tune in early, because it's probably going to be a quick day of work for Jaden.
Keeping him healthy and upright is the most important thing, but you're not going to have your starting running back. You're not going to have your starting center. Yeah. Do they change some things? Would you put Ben Sinnott maybe at fullback for extra protection? Which of the running backs that are active do you trust most to help pass protect for Jaden?
Yeah, I would definitely expect some heavy sets. You know, John Bates, obviously, his return. I mean, this is something we talked about when Laremy Tunsil got injured, because, you know, Laremy's a guy that you could leave out there by himself and trust him. But with Laremy Tunsil getting injured, Brandon Coleman isn't a terrible reduction, but it's still a reduction. And so it's going to make those tight ends, those chip blocks and things like that, that running back protection, all the more important. I would expect some quick game, you know what I mean, probably like a screen at some point in time and maybe some rollout, just kind of keep Jaden, you know, out of harm's way as much as possible. But I know nobody wants to see a repeat of just hand off the ball for an entire series and then sit down. So I would expect a little bit of passing, but I would expect it to be intelligently, you know, drawn up. And certainly, you know, look, if you're a Lions defender trying to make your name on your team, you might anticipate that as well.
Was there anybody that stood out or surprised you on the inactive list?
Not really. I think most of these guys, you know, you pretty much expect, like, Dorrance Armstrong returned to team practice, like team sessions, team periods, for the first time in camp this week. But, you know, usually that kind of a guy doesn't necessarily play in the next preseason game, and you expect him to kind of get more reps against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, Tim Settle is a guy that's kind of like continuing to work his way back. I know a lot of people were surprised about Bill. I honestly can't remember, and I wish I could. So, you know, forgive me, you know, whoever the reporter was. There was one of us, you know, that was out there, kind of said maybe he saw him kind of pull up a little bit at one point on Thursday, and that might be why. And, you know, of course, we know Bill was dealing with an issue in OTAs and mini camps. So just erring on the side of caution, I think, is the wise thing to do if you have a guy who's got an existing issue. So outside of that, didn't really expect much of these guys or many of these guys to actually play. And I still think you're going to get plenty of Ethan Kaliak, Manis, and Sam Hartman, but a little bit of Jaden is always good.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Follow him on Twitter at dharrison82 for all of his news covering the Commanders for Locked On Commanders and with WUSA9. Look, so I want to get your opinion on who this game matters most for. And my thought was, yeah, this game is for players 22 to 44, like the full backup 11 on offense, the backup 11 on defense, like Luke McCaffrey, Treylon Burks, like those guys. Who do you think is this game is most important for?
Yeah, preseason is always, you know, ultimately most important for the depth players, you know, the guys kind of looking to prove themselves to either make the roster, make the 70-man roster, as Dan Quinn always refers to, two guys who might be fighting for practice squad spots, and, you know, guys who want increased roles, right? Like Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, those are two guys that most of us pretty much expect that they're going to make the active roster, if anything, for their special teams ability. But can they show David Blau that they need to be a part of the offensive plan as well, or have an increased role in the offense as well? So it's important for those types of guys. And then, yeah, for the starters who are playing today, you want to get those live reps for Jaden. You know, now the hits are live, right? The kid gloves are off, so to speak. So get out there and show that processing and show that ability to do that. So every level, you know, every level, I mean, Drew Stevens, right? He's the only kicker now. So he's got the job. He went to the podium, got all the congratulations for being selected as the kicker this year. DQ said he needs to get two games where all the kicks are his to get him ready for the regular season. So now is the time and the opportunity for him to show everybody that, you know, that was the right decision to make in the first place. So a lot of different reasons for every different layer. And then that is where you can find the fun in preseason games, is if you can identify those layers, and every time the game shifts a little bit to a different layer, get engaged in that layer of the competition. It'll keep you engaged.
Do you think there's a starting spot that's up for grabs based on the performances of today? I mean, I would look all over the secondary with Amos out and how deep they are at safety.
Yeah, I think the place where I'm looking at where there most likely is a starting position that could be up for grabs really is center, and that's outside of Nick Allegretti, right? Like, if Nick Allegretti can't start the season, you know, DQ did admit to us, you know, last week that this Nick Allegretti situation is getting to where it's a concerning situation, right? So if Nick, for some reason, can't be ready for week one, is it going to be Julian Good-Jones? Is it going to be Matt Golden? I don't think, you know, either guy has really separated himself enough. You know, Julian has had some good practices. Matt had a really good game, you know, against the Miami Dolphins. I think everybody agrees this Lions team, even the depth of the Lions team, is an uptick and an upgrade in competition from the Miami Dolphins. So, you know, I'll be interested to see. I expect Julian Good-Jones to be out there with Jaden, to be quite honest with you, but I'm interested to see what happens when Matt does get out there, and can he kind of close that gap, so to speak, from the veteran standpoint, and can we make this interesting? Hopefully, like I said, Nick can go week one, right? But if he can't, that's a job I think that is still up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, Allegretti returned to practice this week and then had the injury, left practice early. One of the other guys that returned to practice this week, John Bates, and he did not show up on the inactive list, which is a very positive sign. How important is this preseason game for him, as he's one of the elite blocking tight ends in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it's great for him. Like we were just talking about at the beginning, right? I think he's going to be part of that improved protection package for Jaden, so I would expect to see him get a good amount of reps today. I mean, even if John isn't going to be like a 90% snap guy in the regular season when that time comes, you know, we talk about the risk-reward, right? Like I went on Locked On Commanders. I said, I don't think the risk is worth, you know, or the reward is worth the risk. But I'm here in Detroit because I had a feeling they were going to take that risk anyway, right? So I think John Bates tonight could play, or today, I should say, could play maybe 90% or whatever the starters play, just to make sure that that risk is mitigated as much as possible, because the team knows that that risk is still there and you absolutely want to protect it as much as possible. And for John, just to get his, you know, just to get his kind of 2026 physical action really kind of kickstarted and going, get out there, get some reps, and maybe get a catch as well. I think he's an underrated receiver as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really hoping, because his ability to block, I think if we're able to run the ball successfully and there's that threat, there could be plays in which he leaks out and is just wide open. We saw that a little bit in 2024. David Harrison with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. David, what should fans look for from Sonny Styles? What should we be watching for with 5'2", Sonny Styles?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a little bit more of an explosive Sonny Styles, right? I think last week when I went back and watched all of his, I think it was 13, 14 defensive reps total, he was reading it correctly. He was getting to the right spots. Like he was hitting the right fits, all those things. Coverage was solid, right? There was a play where Malik Willis scrambled, and a lot of young linebackers, you'd have seen him bail on their coverage assignment really early, pursue the quarterback, and that leaves the tight end wide open behind him for a huge gain. He didn't do that. You know, Malik still gained a few yards, but when you look at the totality of the play, it's, you know, a potentially 20-yard completion because the linebacker overcommits early to a short game because he stayed disciplined and then pursued when it was time to. I think this week, you know, I said it on my show, DQ said as much, you know, on the Zoom call after the game, that if you asked Sonny, he would probably tell you that he didn't feel like he was aggressive enough, explosive enough. So I feel like that was kind of the overarching theme for most people coming away from that game. You saw the intelligence, now you just want to see the violence, you want to see the athleticism really shine. In practice, the padded practice that we got to see last week, Definitely saw him do that a couple of times, and it definitely looked different. So I think maybe today you'll see a little bit of that. I will caution people, though, because he is still a young linebacker, right? He comes out here trying to be more explosive, trying to be that more aggressive. Could open the door to him maybe overbiting on something. So we got to be ready for the overcorrection if it comes and just understand that it's part of the process. But I think you're going to see Sonny try to click in a little bit more.
It's preseason game two. It's the full dress rehearsal, closest look to the regular season. Jaden Daniels is playing football today. The starting defenders, for the most part, will be playing on the defensive side of the ball. Big for our starting kicker, Drew Stevens. How about special team starters? Should we expect the guy that takes the opening kickoff, the guy that takes the punt return, to be the regular season starter at those positions?
I mean, listen, if the punt returner is Jalen Lane, then yes. If the kick returner is anybody but Luke McCaffrey, then I would say it's still probably in conversation. I think Luke has got a pretty good hold on that kick return job for the most part. But there are some other options, and, you know, unfortunately, some of those options aren't even playing today. Rashad White is someone who could potentially do that. Antonio Williams is a guy that could do that, so, you know, look out for him. I think it's a situation where, you know, Larry Izzo kind of can enter this thing with the confidence that I've got a really good kick returner in Luke McCaffrey. I can take this all the way down to week one and figure out who the second guy behind him is going to be. And also, are we going to go with try to go with a blocking package to where we kind of put a bigger dude out there like a Katron Allen to lead the way for Luke, or are we going to put two true return ability type guys back there? And that could also change from week to week. You know, if they go out there and scout a kicker and they're like, hey, this dude can't kick to the left side without putting that ball out of bounds, then we know we'll just put Luke McCaffrey on the right side. We can put a protector up in front of him instead of another return man and try to exploit it that way. So I think there's a lot of different combinations Izzo could go with. So I wouldn't read too much into the kick return. I think Jalen is your punt returner. Whether he does it today or not, I think Jalen's going to be your punt returner.
David, how do you calm the nerves of fans who don't think we're good enough defensively? Like, Washington's new edge rushers, Adafi Owe, Kalavon Chaisson, will not play. We won't see them till Philadelphia. Like, how do you calm the nerves of those fans? I mean, I really wanted to see those guys.
Yeah, no, I really want to see them too. But I think more so than even just seeing the players, just realize as you're watching preseason television, you know, I think the fans who were able to make it out to training camp practices, especially the ones who were able to make it out to multiple training camp practices, and you've seen this, right? You've been out there to multiple days. Like, the practice defense is getting home, is getting those pressures against the Commanders' offense, against the Dolphins' offense. They're getting that. Now, the preseason came. Very minimal games, if any, games up front. No real twists, stunts, things like that. No real blitzes, no real disguises, no real, you know, like the preseason defense doesn't showcase all those things, and so it's a little bit harder to get a view of all those things. So if you're a fan who only gets to watch the preseason games, just take it with a massive grain of salt, because there's a lot of stuff that Durante Jones has coming that he's not showing when these games are going on.
David Harrison with us here. I think I'll end with this one. To me, there's momentum building defensively with takeaways, so I do think it's important we get a fumble or an interception or a fourth down stop today.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see him stack it, right? Three interceptions in the first game. We saw the first team defense get a pick six against the Dolphins starters in the joint practice, so this is that next step. Miami Dolphins, I would love to see a fumble. Like, we've seen some interceptions, don't get me wrong. Like, if they walk out with two interceptions and no fumbles, I'm not going to poo-poo it, right? But you want to see the diversity. You want to see those guys punching the ball out. We know they do a lot of drills doing that. So we'd love to see a fumble get involved here in this game against the Detroit Lions. And then, yeah, man, Ravens, you know, Ravens joint practice next week. Get some more takeaways. Just start stacking them, because we know this team and this defense specifically needs to get them. And we know that Durante Jones is coming from a place in Minnesota where they're known for creating those opportunities.
David, really appreciate you joining us today, and enjoyed the game, enjoyed Detroit, and hopefully Jaden Daniels brings a smile to all the Commanders fans' faces.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We'll take more of your phone calls next. 1-800-636-1067. Call AWOD. We'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. It's a Commanders game day. What do you want to see, with kickoff at 12 noon? And a lot of the starters will get some work. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 1067, the Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. The Commanders are in Detroit to take on the Lions. 12 noon is your kickoff, taking you up to 12 noon here on the Fan. And I just love how the Commanders are returning to the place in which they had the most success they've had in a very long time with that blowout victory, 45-31. January 18th, 2025, to make it to the conference championship game for the first time in 30 years. Not only was Jaden Daniels electric, but the defense created turnovers. They got the takeaways, and that was a massive part of that victory. The interceptions, the fumbles, and oh yeah, Quan Martin's best game. He had a pick and returned it for a touchdown. So in case you missed it earlier today, kickoff at 12 noon, Jaden Daniels will play. There's only 15 Commanders that won't play. I believe the number is 8 of the 11 starters will play on offense, and like 7 of the starters will play on defense. So basically 15 of your starting 22, including you'll get your special teamers and the starting kicker, Drew Stevens, an opportunity to really prove why he should not have more competition, that he has won that job, and that the Commanders have all the confidence in him moving forward into the regular season. I was at training camp for 3 weeks this summer, and compared to last year, it does feel like it's night and day. The vibes are so much better with Terry there. I love the impact of Stephon Diggs. He's such a good teammate as well. You can already see it. There was times at training camp where he was fired up for Antonio Williams, or he went right over to Jalen Lane after a big play and was hyping him up. He's been the veteran leader that kind of Terry McLaurin's been also, so it's just great to have those two guys. And it does feel like it's been a harder training camp. It feels like it's been a longer practices at training camp this year, building towards having a better start to the season than last year. And at practice on Wednesday, I had a chance to ask Dan Quinn about the momentum this team is building defensively. Let's take a listen.
Adam Epstein, 910 The Fan. You had some turnovers last week and then in the game, then yesterday on the defensive side of the ball, creating them. Do you feel like momentum is building on defensively?
I think it's like I like the process that we're going through. And so in a game, you want, you know, like 3 takeaways. Everybody's said that for a long time, but that doesn't always happen. Sometimes the offense doing a really good job taking care of it. But what I'm pleased about is they're staying true to the process. How many shots on the ball? Are we mindful to go take our shot? Are we getting a pass breakup when it's there? Those are the things that I'm tracking on a regular basis. So it was nice to see in the second half of the game, the rush and the coverage, I thought, was the real factor in getting the interception. Certainly one with Ale and with Malik firing inside, hitting the quarterback, another stunt. So like when I see that in coordination, that's when I know we're at our best. But we've got a ways to go to be a true ball hawking unit, but the process of getting there is good. You know, we can't just talk about the outcome. It's got to be how often, how many shots, how much are we thinking about it. Those are the things that I think the years that I've had like really good takeaway teams, it was all the time. It was in practice, it was in the meetings, it was just a way of life that we thought about it. And so I'm seeing signs of that. It's not everybody, but that's what I'm.
That was head coach Dan Quinn. There's no doubt in my mind, as much as I'm a Dan Quinn backer, I think he was the right head coach for the job, because you can get lucky at quarterback, you can create a great defense and stay elite for a long time with a good defensive-minded head coach. And there's no doubt in my mind, the lack of turnovers has been the most disappointing part of Dan Quinn's tenure. Obviously, the defense has not been good enough. I blame Ron Rivera. I think Dan Quinn came in, the cupboard was bare, right? He opens up the drawer, there's nothing in there. Oh, wait, I've got no ball hawks. Oh, I've got no edge rushers. Oh, I've got no corners, right? Adam Peters had to draft Trey Amos, had to draft Mikey Sainristil, had to draft the guys that are going to start on the defensive side of the ball a lot for Washington. So it's been a disappointing part of Dan Quinn's tenure. But I think momentum's building right now. Durante Jones comes in with a different scheme that hopefully will get the best out of the guys that we have. And, you know, defensively, to create a turnover, everybody needs to be on the same page. Like, how do you get a turnover? It's not usually just a corner makes an unbelievable leaping interception. Usually the pass rush wins, right? And they get in the face of the quarterback, who then has to throw the ball either too early or into too small of a window, and that's when the coverage makes the big play, either a pass breakup or gets the turnover. And at training camp, I thought it was pretty cool that Jaden Daniels had not thrown an interception for like the first 3 weeks and a half of training camp. And Amik Robertson talked about it in my interview with him, how Jaden's so smart. He said, like, I'm baiting him, and he just won't throw it. And then Jaden Daniels threw a pass to Chig that was tipped and picked off. And so the first team defense finally got a pick of Jaden Daniels. And they picked off Malik Willis in the joint practice and ran it back for a touchdown. And then in the preseason game, they had three takeaways and a fourth on a stop on fourth downs. And then back at practice, they were picking off Ethan Kalikamakis like it was nothing. They were picking off Sam Hartman. There were like two takeaways, two interceptions on Tuesday and two interceptions on Wednesday. There's real momentum building defensively with these takeaways, and I love what Dan Quinn said. How many shots are on the ball? Are we getting a pass breakup when it's there? Those are the things I'm tracking on a regular basis. And he said, the years I've had a really good team with takeaways, it was all the time. It was in practice, in meetings. It was just a way of life that we thought about it. I'm seeing signs of that, Quinn said. That's what I'm building towards. And I love that. And hopefully we can see another takeaway today. That's one of the things I'll be looking for in this second preseason game against the Detroit Lions. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. We'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You could tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. Jake's tweeting me. He's holding two beers in his hands, ready for a 12 noon kickoff. I love that. He's got the burgundy and gold drinks, too. Cannot wait for the start of the regular season. But today, just another taste of the regular season, getting a chance to actually see the starters go up against an opposition on the road, too. It's going to be a good environment. Cannot wait for 12 noon. We got 30 minutes left still to get you covered for today's kickoff. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. If you're driving around the DMV, we appreciate you tuning in here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and always available on the Odyssey app. Make sure you get home, get in front of a TV at 12 noon, because it might be quick, right? I mean, I don't know how much of Jaden Daniels we'll see. Probably two series, like at the most, if I'm going to be honest with you, what I would expect. So he could be out of there by 12:25, right? I mean, it could be quick. So get seated. If you're driving around, get home safely and get to a television. This is the dress rehearsal for the regular season. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at AWOD Radio. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Ryan hits me up, says, AWOD, Dan Quinn knows how to get the most out of his secondary. He thought Trayvon Diggs' career ended when Dan left in Dallas. And honestly, today might be more important for the defense, right? Because the defense is building momentum. The defense is going up against Josh Dobbs, not Jared Goff, right? The defense should be able to win some of their individual matchups on the line, get home. Can they create a turnover? But most importantly, get a damn stop on the first drive. I want Dan Quinn to talk to the media on Monday or Tuesday and say, yeah, that's the sense of urgency I want to see from our starting defense. And then also, you know, as much as today matters a lot for the defense, David Blau's first time calling plays to Jaden Daniels' headset in a game-setting environment on the road in Detroit, right? A place that Blau's very familiar with, a place that Jaden had a lot of success in 2 years ago. So it's a big game for everyone. I mean, preseason matters. I always say this. Preseason matters for everyone. It matters for the announcers. You're going to hear a mistake. It matters for the graphics team. You're going to see a messed up graphic. It matters for the radio hosts. I need to get back into the flow of things before the start of the regular season. It matters for the players, the coaches, the refs. Preseason matters for everyone. I know it feels like we've dumbed it down and, oh, we went from four games to three and now less and less teams play their actual starters. More and more coaches have said it's not worth the risk. Preseason does matter. In my mind, it matters for everyone. It is important to get that full dress rehearsal before the start of the regular season. Here's a few things I absolutely do not want to see today. A turnover from our starting offense, right? And Jaden's going to throw the ball, hopefully, to Chig, Diggs, and McLaurin, right, if he has time in the pocket. And I want to see those guys not drop the ball. Right, not a dropped pass from any of the right wide receivers or the tight ends. Like, this is a big opportunity for Ben Sinnott. It's a big chance for Colson Yankoff, who's really been pushing Sinnott and Bates, I think, at training camp. Turnovers, don't want to see it. Number two, dumb pre-snap penalties. And they did, in my mind, they started to pile up at training camp this past week. And maybe it's because, you know, you just had a game and you really liked what you saw against the Dolphins offensively with some of the running backs going off. And you hadn't seen Jaden Daniels, though. But it felt to me like the false starts were really piling up on Tuesday and Wednesday when I was out there. I do not want to see that today. And that is for the starters and for the backups on offense. We cannot afford pre-snap penalties. That's what good teams avoid, those dumb mistakes. Then I'm looking at field goals, right? No missed field goals, no missed extra points, no kicks that go out of bounds. Like, Drew Stevens has a chance to really give this fan base confidence in himself, right? Because he's got the leg, he's got the boot, right? Like, that's not what this fan base should be worried about. When he goes out there from 50-plus, like, I think he's going to have the distance. I don't know if he's going to have the accuracy, but I'm pretty sure he'll have the distance. But can we trust him with this new dynamic kickoff rules to not kick it out of bounds or to not just boot it out the back of the end zone? And then defensively, the busted coverages drove me just nuts last year, right? I mean, I can't get the damn image out of my head of two defenders running into each other and CeeDee Lamb catching it and walking into the end zone. I can't get that out of my mind. And so I cannot see busted coverages today. It's going to drive me nuts. Defensively, even if you give up an explosive play, I want the corner right there on him to bring him down as soon as he makes the catch. Absolutely. No busted coverages that lead to huge explosive plays today defensively. That's one of the things we were supposed to clean up with Durante Jones coming in. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I mentioned earlier that I was going to ask you guys, have your expectations changed throughout training camp? Because mine absolutely have. I know there's some people that are starting to really get concerned about injury. And I'm not going to tell you how to feel. I'm slightly concerned about injury. I'm not ultimately that concerned about it, as much as I am just super excited and pumped for this new offense. I just think Chig, Diggs, and McLaurin has a chance to be an unbelievable big three with Jaden Daniels healthy throwing them the ball. And obviously, like, the running game needs to work to really set up the play action. That's the big thing that, like, we haven't seen and we probably won't see till the regular season is Bill out there, Rashad White out there with the starting offensive line moving the pile, right, so they can get towards, upwards of 4 yards per carry. But if the running game is semi-successful and at least respected, the play action's going to be crazy for Washington. I really believe that. And the other thing that I got to tell everyone, because it made my day, there's going to be a lot of razzle-dazzle in this offense. It is in the playbook. I have always been a fan of trick plays. I know my dad always tells me he loves, nothing my dad loves more than a double reverse. We might see some end-arounds in the season, some reverses, some double reverses, some running back passes, some wide receiver passes, some Philly special-type things back to Jaden Daniels. The razzle-dazzle is a part of the David Blau offense, and I love that. I freaking am so fired up for that. And I don't expect it to be too often, right? The razzle-dazzle only works when it's completely unexpected, but we saw the flea flicker screen 2 years ago to Austin Eckler. We saw the fake punt pass to Ben Sinnott a couple years ago. We're going to see the razzle-dazzle this season, and you'll know it when you see it, and I cannot wait. It's one of the things I'm most excited for on the offensive side of the ball. It's not going to be blah with David Blau. It's not going to be vanilla. He's certainly going to mix things up. It's AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll close out the show next. Welcome back. It's AWOD on the Fan. Kickoff, 12 noon in Detroit against the Lions coming up soon, right around the corner at 12 noon. Get to a television or tune in to 106.7 The Fan to hear Nick Ashew break down his thoughts. I had a ton of great conversations from my training camp coverage this season. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube to watch the interviews at AWOD Radio. Last week I caught up with cornerback Rasul Douglas, so I think has been really impactful. He was brought in late in the offseason, but has made his impact felt right away from what I saw out there. He was creating turnovers, getting pass breakups, and I think you'll enjoy part of this conversation about Stephon Diggs. It's been cracking me up listening back to the interview earlier today. Let's take a listen.
Adam Epstein here, 910 The Fan with Rasul Douglas. Another big day at training camp. Do you get an adrenaline rush as the regular season approaches?
Yeah, but I also take pride in every day trying to get better before that comes. Yeah.
What's been your mentality on entering a new team this offseason?
Just be with my feet at. Cut the distractions, try to learn as much as I can in these few moments that I'm here. So for the regular season.
How would you describe the competition at training camp?
It's high. That's everything. Competition drives everything. We compete every day. DQ does a good job of having different competition days throughout the day so that you always feel like no matter what, you're competing.
How does Durante Jones' defense fit you best?
Allows me to make plays, yeah.
When you look at this cornerback room, how do you separate yourself?
From who?
From everyone.
I mean, I don't even look at anybody as in like separation from them. It's just like how much better can I get, you know, and how much better can I learn a defense and put myself in positions to make plays. That's kind of how I look at it.
Is there an example of something that you feel like you've gotten better at in the last few weeks?
You're just learning. Because I didn't know anything 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, just learning. And we get new calls. We get new plays in our playbook. And me just grasping it and understanding the concepts. Now I'm kind of just trying to take that next step of like, okay, I know my job. Now let me learn the other people's jobs so I understand what's going on around whole defense.
Here with cornerback Rasul Douglas, I'm Adam Epstein. I've been saying on my show in the last week, you got an interception in the joint practice you guys did against Miami. Then in the game. Then yesterday, and then today. Does it feel like there's momentum building with the turnovers you guys are forcing?
Yeah, we take pride in that. That's what we want to do. We want to get a ball back to five, let him and that offense do what they do best. So,
what is it that helps create the turnover? Is it pressure from up front? Is it knowing what's coming? Like, what is leading
it's
to
both.
It?
It's both. But we always say a good cornerback is somewhere close to a good defensive line. You know what I mean? So we need those guys up front, and they do a great job pressuring the quarterback and getting him off his mark. And then from there on, it's just on us.
Have you noticed the offense more explosive with Stephon Diggs being added?
Do I notice that?
Mm-hmm. Offensively,
you've been seeing something?
I mean, I'm not against you, but...
Nah, I'm asking the question. Have you been seeing 100%, something?
100%. The offense looks better.
So then, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it feel like with a veteran like that being added to the locker room?
I mean, he knows something. He's been on good teams. He's been real productive around the league since he got in the league. So he's a great receiver. You know what I mean?
How important is it for you to play in the preseason?
I don't think it matters, my opinion. But I don't want to say that, and then it's like me trying to say something different than what coaches say. But, I mean, I haven't played in the preseason before, and I don't think that matters. Because the best work you get is between your team, you know what I mean, what you're trying to do. So only you can get ready for you.
And so how important are the joint practices, would you say?
I like joint practices because you get to take your anger out on somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, we come in here, like, you can't touch five. You can't touch a lot of plays on offense. And not that you can't touch them, but you want to be safe, bro. You got to be a good teammate. And part of being a smart teammate is protecting your team. But when you get somebody else, it's like, I don't care. You know what I mean? So just that feeling.
I like the impact that you've made defensively since you've come in here. And I already asked you about what separates you, but, like, what do you think you do differently than others that are here?
I just find ways to get the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really it, bro. I just find ways to get the ball. That's what I pride myself in.
Do you guys have conversations back in the locker room about, hey, the defense won today, the offense won today? Does that matter to you?
No, we always beat them. They know that. that's nothing new. Like, they know that. They know we beat them. Whenever we want, we beat them. Yeah.
Do you feel like defensively this is a team that can make a big leap? I mean, we talk about it on the radio. Everyone knows it wasn't the best defensive season. There's a lot more talent this year.
Yep.
Do you feel like this could be a really great defensive season?
Yeah, it can be. It can be. And it goes as far as we wanted to go. You know, as long as we keep putting the work in, we keep doing what the coach is asking of us to do, we'll be good.
Who stepped up in leadership on the defensive side?
I don't know. I feel like to us, our leader is Oos. You know what I mean? Like, we go off him. Like, so how he set the tone is how everybody going to follow. That's my opinion.
Fans are here making all this noise.
Yeah,
this is the last
scary,
day of the fans.
Terry, man. Yeah.
What's it been like to have all the fans in attendance?
Nah, it's been good, man. I'm kind of shocked. I didn't even know it was like this in here. So, I mean, it's been good. The fans have been real energetic. We hope that just keep carrying over. Let me get them a reason to be energetic.
Has anything surprised you about Ashburn, about the nation's capital, the DMV?
I'm not going to lie, I ain't been nowhere but the hotel and the facility, so I can't really, you know what I mean, answer that.
But that's a great answer. That means you're locked in.
I'm trying to learn, you know what I mean? I'm trying to learn.
I want to go back to Durante Jones' defense, and we hear it's all about disguises, and I personally thought his best quote was, it's not where you line up, but where you wind up. How do you process that out there on the field?
You learn it first, and then you understand where you can put yourself in position so you're not taken out of doing your job. And then from there, everything just looks better. You give the illusion to the quarterback.
Are you excited for a preseason game against Detroit and then a joint practice with the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah. I'm always excited to play football. That's what I love doing.
Yeah. Regular season's approaching, coming quickly here. What do you need to do to get your body right, your mind right for the regular season?
Just keep taking care of it. Right now, I'm about to go in there and take care of it. And just do little things. Massages, keep staying on cold tubs, whatever process you got. Stay on top of it.
I think my fans would love to hear, what is the process? You go inside now, what are the next 5 hours like?
Meetings, shower, sleeping, eating, meetings.
Can I ask you, what do you do to stay focused during the meetings?
Be active in the meetings. You know, answer questions. Always talk about your job every time you're watching a play. What you got, what you doing, what you calling, make the adjustments. So you always stay alive in it. Because if you just sit back there and listen to the same voice over and over again, them eyes might close. You know what I mean? So you don't want to do that.
Do you feel like the brotherhood has grown over the course of the training camp?
It's getting there.
What's the next step?
Just got to keep doing it. You know, when you first meet somebody, y'all be cool. And then as more y'all keep spending time together, y'all get better. So that's all it is.
Kind of like friendship.
Yep, that's it.
I love to hear that, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you.
Really enjoyed my conversation with Rasul Douglas. I think he's been an impactful player at training camp, and with Amos still missing time, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of him either today in the joint practice with the Ravens and when the regular season gets here for Washington. We're all hoping that secondary is improved from where it was last year. There's new guys, Nick Cross, right? More of a role for Jeremy Reeves, healthy Will Harris. And then you look at Amik Robertson, Rasul Douglas as two new pieces in that secondary as well. And, of course, we all know about the new linebacker, 5'2", Sonny Styles. But their leader is Oos, Frankie Louvu. And I'm so excited to see him play in just a little bit. Appreciate everybody listening to the show today. Thanks to Metal Chris running the ones and twos and all the callers that we got. It is a Commanders game day. And Jayden Daniels is going to suit up for Washington. I'm going to predict right now, we will see two drives from Jayden Daniels, 10 points on the board. I'm going to say they get stopped around the red zone and kick a field goal, and then he goes in for a second drive, and maybe it's a quick hitter score to Diggs, McLaurin, or Chig. I'm going to say 10 points from Jayden Daniels. Maybe that's the homer in me, but that's what I want to see. I want to see the offense move the ball. I want to see the defense get stopped. No big mistakes in terms of penalties or turnovers, and let's put everybody's concerns about kicker to bed here. Drew Stevens is the winner of the kicking competition, and now he has a chance to prove everybody why he won in today's contest in Detroit against the Lions. It's been a ton of fun doing this show today. Next Saturday, I'm off because I'm hosting my football festival, Football Fest 4 Game Time. We will have Johnny Cakes Allville from the Sports Junkies, celebrating 30 years in the DMV. He's taking his talents to Richmond next Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. at River City Roll. Chris Russell, the Rooster, longtime Commanders beat reporter and writer, the host of the Chris Russell Show, is coming to Richmond. Mike Jones is our national NFL writer and reporter. And we even have included Metal Chris, DJ Metal Chris, to run the ones and twos. I know you're fired up to come to Richmond.
Cannot wait, man.
Absolutely. That's next Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. at River City Roll in Scott's Addition. Nick Ashew, Mr. Hollywood's coming up next on The Fan.